Last night on President Trump's orders, U.S. Central Command conducted a precision strike in the middle of the night against three nuclear facilities in Iran, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan, in order to destroy or severely degrade Iran's nuclear program. And as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs will demonstrate, it was an incredible and overwhelming success. The order we received from our commander-in-chief was focused, it was powerful, and it was clear. We devastated the Iranian nuclear program. But it's worth noting the operation did not target Iranian troops or the Iranian people. For the entirety of his time in office, President Trump has consistently stated for over 10 years that Iran must not get a nuclear weapon, full stop. Thanks to President Trump's bold and visionary leadership and his commitment to peace through strength, Iran's nuclear ambitions have been obliterated. Many presidents have dreamed of delivering the final blow to Iran's nuclear program, and none could until President Trump. The operation President Trump planned was bold and it was brilliant, showing the world that American deterrence is back. When this president speaks, the world should listen. And the U.S. military, we can back it up. The most powerful military the world has ever known. No other country on planet Earth could have conducted the operation that the chairman is going to outline this morning. Not even close. Just like Soleimani found out in the first term, Iran found out when POTUS says 60 days that he seeks peace and negotiation, he means 60 days of peace and negotiation. Otherwise, that nuclear program, that nuclear capability will not exist. He meant it. This is not the previous administration. The President Trump said no nukes. He seeks peace, and Iran should take that path. He sent out a truth last night saying this: any retaliation by Iran against the United States of America will be met with force far greater than what was witnessed tonight. Signed, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Iran would be smart to heed those words. He's said it before, and he means it. Every American involved in this operation performed flawlessly. And I want to give recognition to our allies in Israel as well. This is a plan that took months and weeks of positioning and preparation so that we could be ready when the President of the United States called. It took a great deal of precision. It involved misdirection and the highest of operational security. As President Trump has stated, the United States does not seek war. But let me be clear, we will act swiftly and decisively when our people, our partners, or our interests are threatened. Iran should listen to the President of the United States and know that he means it, every word.